Eliza and Anissa with your 11 a.m. headlines. Gympie Regional Council has voted to remove fluoride from the town's water supply, going against the advice of national health associations. University of Queensland dental expert Michael Foley was scathing of the council's decision. Water fluoridation is one of the no-brainers in public health, he said. It saves vastly more in money in dental treatment costs than what it would cost to implement. Any council implementing water fluoridation will pay a little more money because their residents will save a lot more money and save dental care treatment costs from childhood through adulthood. Gympie councillor Alona Lahn says locals should have the choice of what was in their water. The science isn't settled, and I believe, like smoking asbestos and things like that, the science will prove down the track that maybe it's not safe and effective as we're being told.
At least 11 patients were impacted by a urological healthcare bungle at the largest public hospital in North Queensland, which treats patients who live hundreds of kilometers away. Townsville Hospital and Health Service, or THHS, has admitted that appointments were not properly scheduled and some patients, including those diagnosed with cancer, were not provided with their test results. David Rosengren, the Director General of Queensland Health, has responded by forming a large task force to examine concerns regarding care and starting an independent review into the hospital's urology services.
In national news, Australian homes could soon be built like by a spider-like robot called Charlotte. Developers in Sydney's International Astronautical Congress have unveiled the robot set to revolutionise the construction sector. The semi-autonomous robot combines robotics with 3D printing to work at speeds faster than 100 bricklayers, while also eliminating carbon-intensive steps typically involved in traditional construction. Dr. Webster, the founding director of Crest Robotics and the new technology, believes the use of robotics will be pivotal in addressing the major challenges in the construction sector. Robotics is the key to solving the housing crisis in Australia and genuinely labour productivity costs, he said. The robot Charlotte has received financial support from the New South Wales government.
New research from the Super Members Council warns Australia faces a serious crisis of older women retiring in poverty unless urgent reforms are made. Although parenthood has long been blamed for the gender disparity in superannuation, the report points out that other life events, including divorce, providing unpaid care for aging family members, and domestic abuse, can further lower women's support super balances by up to $95,000. CEO Misha Schubert called the findings a wake-up call for policymakers, urging bold reforms to ensure the retirement system better supports women, especially those with low incomes.
In international news, a shooter has targeted a Mormon church in Michigan in the United States, killing 4 people and injuring others, and has deliberately set the building on fire. The killer allegedly crashed his vehicle through the front door of the church and opened fire with an assault rifle. The man has been identified as a 40-year-old former U.S. Marine and veteran who served in Iraq, who was living in a town nearby. President Donald Trump has said that the shooting appears to be yet another targeted attack on Christians in the United States of America. He said this epidemic of violence in our country must end immediately. This attack has marked the 324th mass shooting in the United States just this year.
For your weather today, Brisbane is currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The UV index is expected to reach 8, which is considered very high. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
Language warning. This next song has a little bit of cussing in it. Just warning you.